There were numerous similarities between the bank robberies which occurred in Atlanta, Tupelo, and Phoenix. Similarities included the clothing worn by the subject, the object the subject utilized to prop open the door, statements to the bank robber uttered during the robberies, and the overall modus operandi of the bank robber. The FBI, in collaboration with local, state, and federal law enforcement partners, conducted dozens of interviews, collected and reviewed surveillance video from numerous cooperative businesses, and examined evidence. In addition, the FBI obtained a court order to review the cell phone records of the subject, which indicated his phone was in Atlanta, Tupelo, and Phoenix at the times of the robberies. This investigation is not over. All of the evidence gathered by investigators following the Phoenix robbery must be examined and compared with that gathered from the Atlanta and Tupelo crime scenes. There are numerous leads which we must continue to follow and questions which we must answer. However, the team of local, state, and federal law enforcement you see assembled behind me have been committed to solving this case and hopefully bringing some measure of peace to Officer Stauffer's family and to Officer Marr, to the Tupelo Police Department, and to the Tupelo community. The greatest weapon against crime continues to be the cooperation of all law enforcement with the support and understanding of the American people. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dennis Irby. I'm the United States Marshal for the Northern District of Mississippi. I've been asked to step forward just to say to the community of Tupelo how honored we are to have been a part of this process. None of us like to have to deal with a situation such as this, but the outcome as it has turned out is what we would have desired a lot earlier. Danny and I had thought that we were going to be able to make an announcement prior to the funeral, but at least we've come to a place to where we can say with a great degree of certainty that we are on the right path. So on behalf of the United States Marshal Service and the collaborative effort that has taken place here, we would just like to say that our hearts goes out to the family, and anything that we can do to assist the Tupelo Police Department from this day forward, all they need to do is just pick up the phone and either call Dan or myself, and we'll be glad to do all that we can to help bring this to a conclusion. Thank you.
Two days before Christmas, a criminal in Tupelo, Mississippi, robbed a local bank, murdered Sergeant Gail Stauffer of the Tupelo Police Department, and critically wounded Officer Joseph Marr. He took from us the joys of Christmas and this special time of the holiday season. But in spite of the actions of this criminal, the city of Tupelo has rallied together, and the Tupelo spirit is shining bright. I am very proud of our city, which has shown a renewed sense of civic pride, unity, and togetherness. I am optimistic that this renewed Tupelo spirit will carry us forward into the new year. On behalf of the city of Tupelo, I want to thank Special Agent in Charge Daniel McMullen of the FBI for his tremendous leadership, skill, and compassion for the city of Tupelo during this investigation. A special thank you to Governor Phil Bryant and Attorney General Jim Hood for their compassion and support during this difficult time. Thank you to the United States Marshal Service, the Mississippi Highway Patrol, the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation, the Mississippi Department of Transportation. A special thank you to Sheriff Jim Johnson and the Lee County Sheriff's Department, and especially to Chief Bart Again.